بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready for another amazing bedtime story? That's great, because tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Call to Prayer, the Azan. The Muslims settled in Medina. They followed Islam in whatever they did. They prayed and they fasted, kept the roza, and they gave charity. The Prophet ﷺ led the prayers. People gathered around him without being called. When the time for prayers came, they just came and prayed with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ thought, nobody misses the prayer time. Everybody gathers around me when it is time to pray. But what if somebody is busy and forgets to pray? I must do something about it. One day, Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu came running to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I had a dream last night. I saw a man wearing green clothes. He was carrying a clapper in his hand. I told him to sell it to me. He asked me what I needed it for. So I said, I want to call people to prayer for namaz by clapping the clapper. The man said to me, I will show you a better way. I will show you a better way. Just simply call out twice. Allah is most great, Allah is most great. Allah is most great, Allah is most great. I bear witness that there is none worthy to worship other than Allah. I bear witness that there is none worthy to worship other than Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Come to prayer, come to prayer. Come to success, come to success. Allah is most great, Allah is most great. There is none worthy of worship other than Allah. That is the azan. Do you know the Arabic azan? Do you know the azan? I'll pray it and you pray with me. Are you ready? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله MashaAllah, I hope you followed and prayed with me at home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to Abdullah bin Zayd. Then he said, it is a true dream from Allah. Go and look for Bilal. Go and look for Bilal radiallahu anhu. His voice is loud and clear. Tell him to call people to prayer for namaz with the words you heard in the dream. The mosque of the Prophet ﷺ had no minaret. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu climbed onto the roof of the highest house nearby, and he gave the call to prayer, the azan. Umar radiallahu anhu was in his house when he heard the azan. He hurried to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "I had the same dream last night." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, "Allah be praised." Bilal was the first muazzin. Every muazzin since then calls people to prayer in the same words. 5 times a day people hear the azan and come to pray. They pray wherever they are. They pray in every corner of the world. Subhanallah. Mashallah, what an amazing story from the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had the worry and the concern for all to come for prayer in the masjid. He didn't want anyone to miss out. Subhanallah. Okay, boys and girls, that's it for tonight. But don't forget to pray. Later on, make sure you do the 2 things. What are the 2 things we do every night? Do you remember? We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together after 3. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Allah. And in our beautiful Arabic language, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Say that as well. Well done, mashallah. The 2nd thing is that lovely bedtime dua. When we go to sleep, we can pray this with our parents. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. I hope you pray that with me, mashallah. And remember to pray the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with your mummy and daddy, and give them a nice big hug. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story, and I can't wait for next Friday. Until then, Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.